quarter to six, 5:45. Good morning. It usually would be the best 5 minutes of the day. And let me explain. For many years going back to the early part of the 21st century, we did a devotion this time of the day. And so that was good. We would read a devotion, share that, and offer that up at quarter to six, kind of something, a little after Compassion Radio, amidst the music. And then more recently, I guess, I know I went to Africa for, I don't know what they did, 2016 to 2018, a couple of school years, but came back, part of the morning show team. And really, wow, is it hard to believe? Yeah, early 2019. Hey, I got this neuropsychologist friend, Dr. Jason Cairns, and he was on with us, and we'd done some things together, shorter and on the front page talk show. And so now, 2025, we're into our sixth year doing this. And really, it became more of a consecrated conversation, if you will, right? As I like to say occasionally, my brother from another mother. So again, that love, that friendship, that relationship, we champion Trinitarian relating. Our God is a relational God. As Larry Crabb said, the Trinity, the only small group that ever always got along perfectly. And we're both of the mindset that it seems that that Trinitarian relating is just not talked about, but it's such a big deal. If God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, and is relational, that's a huge deal, you know. And so Crabb himself talked about, you know, spiritual theology or relational theology that kind of takes this into consideration. So anyhow, when Jason's away 4 days, that doesn't happen a whole lot. But his stepdad had died Wednesday night, and so he was away at Oostburg. The funeral was yesterday, and so I eagerly await his return tomorrow, and likely you do too, because you're like, Halvo, we get you all the time, but we love our Jason 5 minutes a day, and I'm with you there. So, anyhow, just remembering that in his absence, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I've experienced that with my wife in the many trips to Liberia, usually two a year for 2 weeks a year. And now she's warning me the one in August, September, maybe 3 weeks. So get your passport up to date, buddy, and maybe you can go. So, all right. Well, speaking of which, for what it's worth, Teamwork Africa has got a event June 6th at Bethesda in Eau Claire. And so kind of a dessert event, if you will, an evening of a celebration for what God has done in the many years of that ministry since it got rolling. So learn more at teamworkafrica.org. That's teamworkafrica.org. All right, one devotional thought this morning. We often share that, right? So from Jason's devotion, Notes from the Upper Room, it's a book he's got on John 13 through 17, the Upper Room Discourse, but then also a separate devotional book. And John 13, 5, then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. J.K. says there is such intimacy present in these few words. If we place ourselves in the upper room, what do we see, hear, and feel? I hear the splash of water as Jesus pours it from the pot, and I see a stream of diamond lights as the water catches the beams from the lamps. The disciples were thinking to themselves, what is he doing? He knelt before each of them, setting a wide bowl beneath their feet and pouring the water. Washing another person's feet is a deeply intimate act. Perhaps in that culture, it carried with it no intimacy, but rather was simply viewed as a degraded act to be performed by servants. Regardless, says Cairns, I cannot help seeing the gentleness and tenderness of Jesus, his rough carpenter hands, taking time to clean the soles, toes, and ankles of these men. In the 21st century in America, at least, physical touch, and especially between men, is often avoided or minimized. It can be perceived as threatening, yet Jesus modeled the way we are to be with one another. Christianity was never meant to be a merely cerebral faith. It is ruddy, earthy, incarnate. I wonder if sexual brokenness would be such a huge issue if non-sexual physical touch was not so quickly shamed. Our closing prayer, Jesus, your message is not one of distance, but of intimacy, not of indifference, but closeness. You call us to live lives of love, and that involves getting into the dirt with people. Help us by your Spirit to be your hands and feet. Some great thought this morning here as we get rolling on WWIB. It is Apple Pie Day today. I'm not kidding you. It is. So I saw a little snippet on apple pie, kind of the history of apple pie this morning, which would seem like now would be a good time to drop that on you. Here it is. Yes. Researchers say the first known printed apple pie recipe came from England in the late 1300s. I mean, apple pie has been around. It has been around the block. It is cough drop day. This seems like an odd day. Shouldn't it be in winter? Croutons even have their own day. Wow. It is frog jumping day. We are celebrating fruit cocktail today, international hummus. It is leprechaun day. So we've got a complete unopened box of Lucky Charms that was given to us at home. So see if anybody dives into that. It is also Sex Differences in Health Awareness Day, Top Gun Day. Tulips have their own day. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the summer road trip season, Caleb.
Yes, and if you have a summer road trip with family planned, this might be some useful information because as someone who's traveled with family all my life, yeah, things can get a lot of people packed into the car and it's hot. Mm-hmm. Some struggles can arise.
Yeah, they can. So basically what we have, according to a new study, there's always people doing studies.
Who answers these surveys?
Yeah, I want to know. These are the common causes of road trip arguments. I don't know, in order. Do we take them from the bottom up?
Take them from the bottom up. Okay. So first, personal space and clutter. I my big brother and I probably had that from time to time where we were told just don't touch each other.
Caleb, going back to the 1970s, we took road trips, our family as well. We had some great trips out east to D.C., Boston. I'll tell you, you've got your territory, right? All right. Another one is driving duties and fatigue.
Driving duties and fatigue.
Seems like a lot of times the dads are trying to be heroes by driving, this incredible amount of hours.
So. Yeah. Top causes of road trip arguments. So again, forewarned, so you can avoid these. Mm-hmm. Budget and spending.
Okay. Yeah.
How much are we spending on this trip anyway?
Yeah, trying to keep the cost down. Another one, temperature and comfort. Yeah, it's too hot. It's too cold.
Yeah. How can you avoid those things? We're telling you, then I guess you figure out a solution. Pacing and itinerary conflicts. Mm-hmm. How quickly you get where you're going, how many stops you make, etc.
Isn't that something where some people want a vacation just relax, and other people are like, from 6 in the morning till 8 at night, they want to be going and seeing everything.
Indeed.
Food and rest stop preferences.
I was going to say, and usually those people marry each other.
You want to stop again? We just stopped. You didn't go to the bathroom there. So.
Two more top causes of road trip arguments, music and entertainment choices.
All right.
Well, just keep it on WWIB. Everybody can agree to that, right?
Or listen to The Adventures in Odyssey, right?
Yes.
And finally, the number one, I guess, causes of conflict on road trips is route and navigation disagreements. Really? In the age of Google Maps and everything?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you just follow what Google or Apple Maps says?
Yeah.
But anyway, we are telling you these things, top causes of road trip arguments, so you can avoid them.
Yes.
Plan ahead. It's that time again. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. 715-723-2555. That's the number to dial to call in live and give us your best guess. Today's Tuesday Trivia Prize is sponsored by Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe. How about a $100 gift certificate for Hank's? Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe, $100 to spend there. $100 gift certificate if you can answer this. 715-723-2555. Here's the question. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. 715-723-2555. The typical person spends about 3 days a year doing what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting of Thorpe.
All right, what a great prize today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is
Kendra.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. You're on the air.
This is Kendra Oldham from Winter, Wisconsin.
All right, hi, Kendra. Go ahead.
Gardening.
Gardening. 3 days a year doing gardening for the typical person.
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
It's not it, though.
Call us back, Kendra. Good to hear from Winter. If you're typical, you're an average person, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. For a chance to win that $100 gift certificate courtesy of Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
Our questions are rarely easy. We try to make them ungoogleable and, 1 week at a time. And so we need some bold, courageous folks. Step up. Give it a best go. What do you
got? No penalty for wrong guesses, as we so often say. So you can call in and call back if you don't get it right and can get through. Again, if you're an average person, if you're typical, You'll spend about 3 days per year doing this. Doing what?
Yeah, you got nothing to lose, and you got a $100 gift certificate to gain, so.
715-723-2555, 723-2555.
We got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, go ahead.
Good morning. I would think maybe calling doctors and dentists for different appointments. Maybe
Okay.
A person spends about 3 days.
Let me just say, regardless of whether that's right or not, good guess. Way to, you know, way to put that together and ponder that. So could that be it, what we're looking for? That's not it. But thanks so much, Linda.
715-723-2555.
Yeah, as calls kind of sprinkling in here this morning, a couple of our female listeners from Winter and Chippewa Falls, but 723-2555. On average, people spend about 3 days a year doing what? 723-2555 or $100 gift certificate for Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
715-723-2555. Who Hi. Wants to be the next guesser?
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike.
Is it waiting on hold?
Waiting on hold. Another great
like
guess.
On the phone.
Yeah, another
yeah.
great guess.
Is it waiting on hold?
Could that be it? Sorry, Mike. Good try.
715-723-2555. Before this gets punted off past 8 o'clock, and we'll give you another shot then to win.
All right.
715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nikki with Colfax.
All right, Nikki, what do you think?
Go ahead.
Is it deep cleaning your house?
Okay, about 3 days a year, deep cleaning the house.
Mm-hmm. That boy, that just that answer is a reminder, like, maybe you should do that, Mark. All right. That's not it. Sorry. Thanks. All right, the answers have kind of sprinkled in here this morning, so we'll call it a break for now and come back again after 8:15 and try this again here on WWIB. On average, people spend 3 days a year doing what? On the WIB Wake Up Show, your chance to win later on after 8:15.
Tuesday trivia continues here on WWIB. Your chance to win a $100 gift certificate courtesy of Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. If you're typical, if you're an average person, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days every year doing what? 715-723-2555. Again, for a chance at a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
All right, we got people who want to give it a go. Got a fantastic prize. Let's see what they have to say. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kendra from Winter again.
Hey, Kendra, you started us off last time. Do it again.
I would like to guess tax, or I'm sorry, voting. Voting.
Voting.
Voting. All right. 3 days a year voting?
Going
is
to
it
the
voting?
Polls? Could that be it? Sorry, that's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Kendra. Call us back. 715-723-2555. If you're average, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing this. Doing what? 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Andrew. I'm calling from Eau Claire, and I think my guess is showering.
Showering.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. You think about how much you spend on average per day showering and then add that up over the course of the year. You say, yeah, maybe it's 3 days worth.
Could that be it?
Yeah.
It's not what we're looking, though. We gave kind of go.
Thank you, Andrew.
Nice build up there, but it was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kendra from Winter again.
Kendra. All right, Kendra, go for it.
I'm going to guess celebrating birthdays or holidays.
That's another great guess, yeah.
Sure.
Depending on how big your family is, celebrating birthdays, that's not it.
If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days per year doing what? Doing this. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
I'm thinking of Garrison Keillor. Didn't he say, like, in Lake Wobegon, wasn't everybody, like, the kids were something about above average or something like that? I can't remember the...
I don't know the exact terminology,
the
but yeah.
Used, but it had something to do with average, so every time you're saying that, I'm thinking of that. But that's not at all tied in with the answer. I'll give you that hint. 723-2555 here on WWIB. And again, on average, people spend about 3 days a year doing what?
715-723-2555. It's not gardening, waiting on hold, deep cleaning the house, voting, showering, celebrating birthdays or holidays. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days per year doing this. 715-723-2555 for a $100 gift certificate from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe.
Hi, do we have a caller here? It looked like somebody was on hold. All right, never mind. Okay. So, again, the lines open. The calls have kind of trickled in here this morning, and it looks like folks are still going to try to get it in this go-around on WWIB. So, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Angela from Chippewa.
What do you think, Angela?
Pumping gas.
Pumping gas.
Another
about 3 days a year pumping gas, something you do regularly?
Never think to time myself and put them all together. Could that be it? Not what we're looking for.
715-723-2555. 723-2555. Otherwise, we push this off another 20-ish minutes and give you another shot before the end of the show.
Looks like we're going to do just that. So, okay, there you go. We'll try again a little bit later here on WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia. One more try on a Tuesday. Your chance to win a $100 gift certificate courtesy of Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. 715-723-2555. The question is this. If you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? Doing this. If you're typical, you're spend about 3 days a year doing what?
715-723-2555. We need leaders. We need brave people to step right out and give it a guess. Give it a try. What do you got to lose? But you got a $100 gift certificate to gain from Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe, and we're getting a call.
715-723-2555, so you can be next in line if they don't get it.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Barron.
Mary, what do you know?
I think it's cleaning out your closets.
Cleaning out your closets. 3 days a year worth of cleaning out closets.
Spring cleaning and all everything else put together, could that be it? I'm sorry, Mary.
715-723-2555. Who's next in line? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll spend about 3 days per year doing this.
And back to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Abel from Ladysmith.
Hi, Abel.
What do you think?
I don't know. Brushing your teeth? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's worth a guess, sure.
That could be it, right? 3 days?
I mean, 2 minutes a day. Yeah. I didn't want to do the math, but...
Yeah, there you go. 4 minutes a day, right? Two in the morning, two... If you, brush the amount the dentist says, but that's not it anyhow, sir.
Thank you, Abel. 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're a typical person, you'll spend about 3 days per year doing what? Doing this.
We got another caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Keith from Owen, of course. Keith. And this, yes, some people might find rude, but using the toilet.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Using the commode and, Could last for 3 days.
That's not
a first of a year. All right. Thank you, Keith. Somebody had to guess that.
Yep. Think of all possibilities. So 723-2555. Is that going to be it? Are we going to carry this into Win It Wednesday? It's looking like it. I'm going to start the countdown here shortly. But
again, your chance to win a $100 gift certificate courtesy of Hank's Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe. If you can solve this, if you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what? 715-723-2555.
Going once, going twice, and we're carrying it over to tomorrow.
All right. Win It Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. There we go. And a fantastic prize on the line tomorrow here on WWIB.